UConn plans on having students back on campus for classes in the fall. Connecticut Public Radio's Olivia Hickey talked to students about their thoughts on returning to an in-person experience.
University of Connecticut students received an email last week from President Thomas Katsalaeus, including some draft plans to open campus for housing and classes. The fall semester will begin on August 31st. The semester and finals will be online after Thanksgiving. Puppetry major Elise Finas is especially relieved to be returning to campus.
For puppetry, half of the program is about building puppets and everything, and we use that with wood shop tools, and they have a ton of materials for us at our disposal. And if we're not allowed back in school, we literally cannot build anything except for at home arts and crafts, which, let's be real, won't get anyone a job.
Courses will be offered in fully online, face-to-face, and hybrid formats. Students who wish to remain online can.
There's just too many uncontrollable factors, and I don't think that people necessarily understand the risks enough to be responsible enough for other people.
Economics major Elsie Newkun says she may stay online.
So at the end of the day, I know I'm doing everything correctly and I know I'm doing everything I can, but that doesn't mean that other people are, and that doesn't mean that other people are policing their own symptoms. That doesn't mean people will stay home if they have a fever.
Psych major Dante DeCesar says it's understandable why he won't experience a normal senior year. With the proposed restrictions, however, he thinks students shouldn't have to pay the full tuition.
For those students that are in a position where they're working every day, to pay their way through school, there's no way. And for all students in general, in that respect, there's no way that full tuition should be charged when you're not getting the full experience.
UConn will continue to update materials related to reopening, operating, and the coronavirus. Information about the proposed plans is available at reopening.ucon.edu. Olivia Hickey, Connecticut Public Radio.